And Christy Hefner, I understand that your father's typewriter that's being displayed at the U of I library is an old Underwood dating back to his college days. Do you remember this typewriter, or was it before your time?
It was definitely before my time, except that I was inspired by that typewriter during the 25th anniversary of Playboy magazine, when I put together a promotional plan for the company and used that as a design element for the centerpieces. And we found similar typewriters all over the country and sprayed them silver to be the centerpieces at a dinner that was a roast of my father's at Tavern on the Green. And that dinner was the start of proceeds for the journalism scholarship at the University of Illinois.
So this sounds like this typewriter really carried a certain amount of, I guess, symbolic weight to it.
I think so, because my father's experiences at the university were seminal in both his being involved with Shaft and in taking a course with Samson Raphaelson, the great screenwriter who really encouraged my father's own writing and became a lifelong friend, and in fact became a friend of mine. And there are kind of early iconic pictures of him working in the apartment on the south side of Chicago where he worked on the first few issues of the magazine with the typewriter.
You mentioned Shaft. Could I ask what that is?
It was a campus humor magazine that has worked on at the University of Illinois.
So I gather that must have been something that, you know, that was a good experience for him when he started his own magazine.
Yes, I think so, very much so.
When you think of your father, what do you remember him using for his own writing?
Well, by the time I would have been aware of his writing, he probably was dictating. Not himself writing on a typewriter, because that's what I remember. I remember actually using an old dictaphone in the 50s and listening to my voice back as a child and thinking that was an amazing, you know, sort of technology. So I think at a certain point he moved from typing himself to dictating and then editing and then having the dictation retyped.
Okay, so it sounds like, was that something, and perhaps the nature of his work as an editor and the decision maker on the magazine made that more necessary? Is that something he stuck to?
Yes.
As you knew him?
Yes, and I think that makes I think your point is exactly well taken. I mean, he was very much an editor and the editor. So he would be, you know, dictating comments on layout or articles choices or concepts for upcoming issues.
And that makes me think of, you know, the question about the tools that writers use in their writing to record their words. Do you think they have anything to tell us about the writer or the work they do or the times in which they lived?
Well, there does feel something more permanent to me about that, which is going back even further, handwritten, but certainly typed as compared to that, which is communicated via computer and, let's say, even more than correspondence via email, text, which feels more ephemeral to me. And whenever I'm somewhere where I'm looking at someone's letters or their diaries, or in the case of, say, something like Playboy magazine, you can look at people's corrections on, you know, interview galleys. I think, what will the version of this be in another 20 years? You know, will people have, like, saved their emails, and will they then print them, and will that be what we look at? So I feel as if we've gotten farther away from insight into the process of writing compared to when you could see people's corrections, or versions of drafts of things.
I was wondering about your own writing and in your own work. Have you used particular tools, or have they changed over the years for your writing?
Well, I was an early journal keeper, and I still, when I'm, for example, on when I'm traveling, will buy a book and handwrite notes about places and people and scenes. But I took a typing class when I was in junior high school as an elective, which turned out, as the world moved to computers, to be a very useful skill. First of all, it's useful in high school and college for papers, but it was really useful because when the world moved to everybody having a computer, I already knew how to type. So like most people, I no longer have a typewriter. I only have a computer, but I actually still very much like writing in long form. I find I'm more reflective when I'm holding a pen and looking at a piece of paper. On the other hand, one of the things I've told many people, both colleagues when I was running Playboy and if I'm giving a talk to people, is it's always important to read an email before you send it back. I'm kind of a stickler for grammar and style, and I don't think that because you're writing on a computer, you get off the hook to sort of follow the elements of style. But also sometimes I find that people can be a little more intemperate in something that they write on a computer, and if they wait a little bit and then reread it, they may either modify it or not even send it.
Well, Christy Heffner, thank you so much for talking with me on this topic. This has been fascinating.
It was a pleasure.